Stephen, can you put into words how you feel right now?
I'll be honest with you now, I'm just ecstatic. The boys in that dressing room deserve every bit of that. Extra time again, lads could have been thinking last year again, and thought second half. First half we gave them too much respect, we sat off them, didn't play our game, we were going along and it was scrappy, and John got us in at half time. We changed things around and we pressed them very high. I don't think they dealt very well with that, and I think he's going to see that we pushed and we showed he could have taken the lead in normal time. But what an attitude for the lads, and delighted for young Sean McGuire. He's been our best player all season, and to cap a goal in the Aviva is just something special for him, and hopefully he's stay around, hopefully fingers crossed, say at Cork City. But if he does move on to bigger and better things, like, he deserves every bit of it.
And the celebrations in front of those fans, they deserve it as well.
The fans deserve it more than anything, you know what I mean? Obviously these players deserve it, but the fans have been through thick and thin. The club were on its knees not so long ago, and back-to-back finals, and we finally go over the line, and I'm sure as well as the players, the fans are fed up with second place. We felt this year especially we fell short in the league, and that really was a sour taste in the mouth, but finally say we've won the cup and we kind of got that offer back now.
You normally throw the ball that long?
Everyone's laughing about it in there. I picked the ball up and John said go long to Marky. I looked at him and said I don't even have to throw the ball long. But look, that's the sort of thing that goes through the body. You came from nowhere, and delighted. Snapped a few ligaments in my ankle 5 minutes before, so I was just trying to get the ball out of my hand and keep away from my feet. But now delighted. Look,
and cup time last year was supposed to be sweet for you.
Yeah. Like, it was tough watching the lads and in the dressing room after. Didn't want to see that again. Like, the lads were distraught. And for me personally, it's why I came to Cork City. I told you from the very start, it's to win trophies. And the team John's assembled, we had a very good chance of winning the double this year, and hopefully win the double next year. But everyone's on cloud nine, and as I said, bringing the cup back to Lee Sion, it's well deserved.
So, Darren, maybe mentally as well, he's needed this after kind of
the Dundalk team. Yeah, you could say that. Yeah, like, look, arguably Dundalk's the best team around. Like, look what they've done in Europe at the moment. And, you know, we could have thrown in the towel an extra time. We could have felt sorry for ourselves. We had chances to win it, but that shows the attitude of the boys. We kept the head down, kept working, and I think we got the goal in the end that we deserved.
You kept a good eye on Darrell today. Yeah,
he's a fantastic talent, you know what I mean? I just had to get tight to him. You know, he knocked the ball me a few times, but you're playing beside Alan Bennett, you know, if he knocks the past you, Alan Bennett's going to be there. He's seen it all. So, now obviously a good player, but delighted to keep him quiet, keep him off the score sheet, but more importantly, delighted to win a cup.